All right, Kabbalah Sayyid. Let's begin. Let's see. Let's begin. You know, hold this for a second. Until Mary gets here. All right. So, we left off. Let's actually go back just to Kuf Samech Gimel for a moment. So remember again, we learned last week, Avodas Ha'adam Hu Lahavin Valiros, the avoda of man is to understand and to see shemitzad atzmo in lo klum. That, remember again, we're talking in the midah of ava, the attribute of love. It's important to understand that a person realizes that from mitzad atzmo, from his own perspective, man has nothing. What does that mean? He says, v'choma sheyesh lo hakol bakol mikol kol semeach kodesh baruch. So remember again, this is talking in the section of ava hateluya bedaver. Right? A love that is dependent on something. So as much as normally when we talk about that type of love, we see it as an inferior form of love, as opposed to a love that's based on nothing, just the pure love. But even Ava HaTaliyah B'davar, a love based on something, is still an incredible accomplishment. Because that something recognizes that I believe that everything I have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of what it is that He gives me. But that, by definition, entails a recognition that all is from God. Kilomar, Lorak HaKara Shekadosh Baruch Hu Nosin Loharbi Matanos Umeitiv Imi Rabos. It's not just that I recognize that God gives me many gifts and does many good things for me. Ela HaKara Shekol Bako Mikol Komi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? I don't have anything other than from what I have from God. Nitein Dugma L'Dabar. So we'll say again. So we'll skip the rest of this because we said this. Remember, we gave this example last week. A person purchases a home and then what happens? The home doubles in value. So of course, again, everyone says, Hodul Hashem Kitov. Because look, the Ribbono Shel Olam caused the appreciation, the real estate appreciation. Good, wonderful. But what a person also has to be makir is what? Is that the very thought to buy this home, that thought also came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That thought was also from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's also a gift. That's also a chaser abore. Not just the appreciation, not just the windfall from the new inflated price of the property, but the very thought to buy the property is in and of itself a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. That thought came from God. That anything and everything, remember, so we spoke last week a little bit about this interface between this concept and the concept of Bechira, the concept of free will. So again, and definitely we'll have to clear this up just a bit more to understand how these two things interface. So let's skip to Kof Samach Talib. Harayish Pekach Beis Chalokim. The truth is, there are two different parts to this discussion. Aleph, Shalilas HaMachshava Shuchash HaMeatzmo, Shuchash Shehu HaSameatzmo, Beis HaSoga Shakomen Yisbarach Shemo. So on one hand, again, a person has the thought that his thoughts are his own. Person has a thought that everything that even comes into my mind, that must be mine. I must come from that myself. And then the second reality is that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I said, how do I reconcile these two things? My thoughts, I've always assumed, are my own. Yet, we just learned before that what? Everything in this world comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, if the second corollary is true, then what? Then that would mean even my thoughts ultimately originate with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So how do I reconcile these ideas? V'zo avodas ha'adam. Ki b'teva ha'adam rats ve'inu misponin klal. Because we'll say the nature of man is that he runs and he's not contemplative. V'azai ha'teva nosin hargosha li'adam. Shuchacham u'mevin v'yodea v'chule v'chule. U'lekach nitzrach bazez bononos al kol prat u'prat. Meheichon yesh li'oso mikochi. So this is an important yisod. Sometimes when a person has a certain thought or a certain hergish, so a person has to think to themselves, where did this come from? Is this from me? Or is this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'll explain this in just a moment. Ha'adam rag yalachshov, sheyesh lo siyata d'shemaya, es harofu oseh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu azar lo. So we'll say, often we assume that, what's siyata d'shemaya? Siyata d'shemaya means, I do the heavy lifting, and God helps me out. Ube'emes ze'ino klal, but that's actually not true. Elagama sha'adam osa komikochu yisparach shema. We'll say, even what I do, siyata d'shemaya is not just, you know, I put in 95% of the effort, and God gives me the extra 5%. The entire 100% is because of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Of course, I have to make my decisions, right? I have to go ahead and you exercise my Bechira. But once I exercise my Bechira, my ability to execute any thoughts or any ideas that I have, that all comes from the Ribono Shel Olam. Heina machshavos hatovos, beheina koach hagufni la'amol v'liknos. So we'll say whatever it is, my thoughts, my physical koach, to go ahead and to toil, to acquire, hakol zeh ma'atonim en yisbar shemo. Gam ma shenikra heshtadlos, mikomok ma'toach la'asos heshtadlos, v'hadas v'itzos heichon heshtadlos. So we'll say the concept of heshtadlos, the concept of going ahead, what I'm mishtadel in, the deos and the itzos, how I should be mishtadel, all of that comes from our Chodesh Baruch. So we'll say, so let's take a step back here for just a moment. So the Mechaber is really introducing something that is quite, really amazing. So he says that really, almost like on a Hashkafic level, and on an Emunah level, everything comes from our Chodesh Baruch. Now, if I understand that everything comes from our Chodesh Baruch, so what does that mean? That literally means everything. Everything. Meaning even my thoughts, even my machshavas, even my ideas, even my aspirations, also come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the problem? What's the problem? Where's my Bechira? So how does it work in Bechira? So let's say, you know, in Chassidus, there's a concept, or I should say two concepts of, I think we've even spoken about this before in the Shir, of His Orusa de la Ila and His Orusa de la Tasa. Literally, awakening from above and awakening from below. So in Chassidus, what this means is the following. That sometimes, we all experience this in life, a person just feels inspired. There's like a wave of inspiration that just sweeps over me. And when I try to figure out where it's from, like, well, I didn't really do anything particularly spiritual. I didn't really do anything particularly noteworthy. I just suddenly feel inspired. So the Svarim write that sometimes Ribono Shel Olam gives us the great gift of inspiration. That sometimes for whatever reason, He just sends that wave of spirituality over me, and I just feel inspired, not because of anything I did, but it's like a matnas chinam. It's just like a free gift from the Ribono Shel Olam to me. That's His Orusa de la Ila. Then it's His Orusa de la Tasa, which means essentially self-inspiration. I self-inspire. So we can merge that concept here as well. So a person has a thought in their mind. So sometimes I have a thought to do something and it turns out to work out beautifully. So part of the exercise here is to figure out where did that thought come from? Meaning, so sometimes we could trace the progression of thought, right? This thought came into my mind because of this event that occurred or because of this conversation or because of this maisa, in which case that thought really came about as a result of what we'll call His Orusa de la Tasa. That thought, that machshava came from me. But sometimes those thoughts, certain thoughts that we have, are just planted like a little seed in my mind by the Ribono Shel Olam. That's like His Orusa de la Ila. That's like, again, an inspiration from above. And part of what we have to work through is to try to figure out what comes from me, what comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll say to yourself, who cares? I mean, what does it matter at the end of the day? If it comes from me, it comes from God. So it matters for the following reason. It matters because right now we're working on the level of Avah Tluya B'Davar. We love HaKadosh Baruch Hu because He gives me stuff. And remember, as much as that sounds basic and rudimentary and almost a little bit infantile, it's not. It's a maila. Because if I love God because all the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me, that means I recognize all the matanos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me. So if I love God because my legs work, my arms work, my eyes work, my heart works, my mind works, so okay, you could say, well, you only love God because of what He does for you. You're right, but I also recognize God in my legs and in my arms and in my heart and in my mind, and that's an incredible maila. That, again, we're going to work to get even higher than that, but that's an incredible accomplishment. But in that step, I have to also, when something happens, so again, you know, using his example of buying the home, I buy my house and it doubles in value, I give Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hodu Lashem Kitov, Baruch Hashem, my house doubled in value. But then when I go back, like, why did I buy this house? Was it my thought? Was it Kadosh Baruch Hu's thought? So if it's my thought, that's great. But if it turns out that somewhere after I go through the process, I recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who planted that seed in my mind, then that just increases my love. And that just increases my appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So b'metzias, it doesn't really matter if the thought is mine or the thought is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. But what it does do is it sensitizes me to the role of God in my life, not just on the final end, like when the house doubles in value, but even on the front end, when I'm just using the house because that was his example, when I bought the house to begin with. It's just a way of just increasing our appreciation of the Ribono Shel Olam and his role, just even in our thought process. Kuf Samechei. Paragraph of Samechei. Nitein dugmaos ledavar. Keitzad adam, keitzad yikne ha'adam es ha'akar shakam yechadosh baruch. Let's give some more examples of how a person could acquire this understanding that also Hashem, you know, this yisod, the whole, you know, Shulchan Aruch begins, right? Before he gets into Yiskaber Kari, you have to flick up like a lion. Shulchan Aruch begins with one line, right? And what's the one line? Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. And the Baal HaTanya says, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit, it's Kala Torah Kula. Kala Torah Kula. You know, if Hillel said, it's Ma Dasani Allah, Lechaber Chalosav, it's Hillel says, Havdar Chakamocha, Baal HaTanya, Rav Yosef Karo say, it's Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. Because if you think about it, if you have God awareness, if I recognize the role of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life, not just when things like are out of the norm, but always, every day, every small thing, even in just, again, my thoughts, that's it. Once, when you live side by side with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Ribono Shel Olam is not, you know, it's not your co-pilot, but he's your silent partner in every single thing you do in life, the relationship is fundamentally different. So let's give some examples. Adam Yoshev. Person sitting, v'shaito shas hashaker, and again he has something which is a rare commodity. He's quiet, right? I don't know who could imagine the last time they sat and it was just quiet, right? Serene quiet.
3 in the morning.
I'm sorry.
Three in the morning.
Right? For whom is boning? And he's thinking to himself, mi nosan li es habas zug shali. So it's a very instructive exercise. Who gave me my wife? Keitzad zachisiva. How was I privileged to marry such a person? Right? See, it's good that Mary's not here. Baruch Hashem, it's good. And so he could have gotten himself in trouble. So, you know, how did I, Baruch Hashem, schus married to Eshescha, how did I merit this relationship? Mikochi, is it because of something I accomplished? Mechach masi, because I'm so wise? Lo v'lo. So again, most of us know, you know, if a person is zocha to a good marriage, a person is zocha to shalom bayis, so that's, you see the greatest Yad Hashem in that. The greatest Yad Hashem, because the truth is, a person can be highly intelligent, but, you know, this is, that marriage is so dependent on the Ribon Shel Olam's intervention. Without the Hashgachas Hashem, there's, besides the fact that it's an open miracle, that two people, you know, it's, you know, in the first half of Sota, so the famous Gemara is Kashla Zavin Kriyas Yamsof, right? It's harder for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make one Shidduch than it is to split the sea. So the Gemara later on says it's talking about a second marriage, not a first marriage. So Rashi and the Tosfos Shans both say a very interesting statement. They say, Adam Yachid, V'isha Yechida, V'hum Zavgan. Man is an individual, woman is an individual, and God brings them together. So, Shkayach, what's being added over here? As we say, if you think about it, human beings are complex. So because human beings are complex, really, we should pretty much remain alone. Meaning you could have friends, but the notion of bonding with someone in such a profound and intimate way that you want to build a life together, that you want to create a family together, that you want to spend the rest of your life together, it's not natural. It's simply not natural because Adam Yachid, V'isha Yechida were such complex, thoughtful individual beings that the ability to merge with another is miraculous. So how did that happen? It's because I'm smart.
God made it that way too.
I'm sorry?
God made complex too, so put back together.
Correct, absolutely. But that's his point. His point is that complexity cannot be solved by you and I. Correct. He made it complex, and then somehow the same complexity that drives people apart, somehow uses that same complexity to bring people together. But that's exactly the point. It's not because I'm so wise, not because I'm so talented, not because I'm so wealthy, not because I'm so good looking. It's the Ribono Shel Olam. So the Ribono Shel Olam, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasan li osa. Ribono Shel Olam gave me my wife. At the end of the day, yes, do we put in our hishtadlus? Of course I put in my hishtadlus, I put in my effort. But at the end of the day, the results I have, I can't take credit for. I could take credit for the effort. I could take credit for putting in the hishtadlus. I could take credit for going out on the date. I could take credit for showing up to the chuppah. I could take credit for all of those things, right? But lemaisa, the actual gift of finding a basheret, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He goes on. V'kein yispon in ha'adam al od prat va'od prat. We'll say again, this, just simply go through this exercise literally in the quiet moments of the evening. Al hadira shugar. I look at my home in which I live. And Baruch Hashem, I'm happy with my home. Yisboning. Person has to think. Turn the page. Mi nason lo es hadira hazu. Who gave me this home? Ha'im ayide chachmaso bachar osa. Because of my wisdom, I chose it. This is a question. Meaning, you know, the interesting part about these questions is, I don't know that it's yes or no. So think about this. I live in a home, I'm happy with my home. Did I choose that? Or is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Now, the truth is, the answer to that is actually not so poshut. I mean, the default answer is always easy to say, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I don't know, I chose it. I was looking at five houses, I chose this one, I negotiated the price, I did this, I did that. So like, I'm not absent from this, right? I'm not totally absent from this. It's not something that doesn't have anything to do with me. But Lemaisa again, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a role. Meaning it's impossible to think, I will say sometimes, when you realize everything that has to go right in order for certain things to occur. Like, think about this. The best example of this is the human body, right? In order for a person to live, right? So the greatest Musa we know is in the Brach of Asher Yatzar. What do we say in Asher Yatzar? Shemi paseach echad mehem, o yisaseim echad mehem. If something that is open closes, and something that's supposed to be closed opens up, you're done. Mamash, a person's done. They could literally be sakonas mavis. And just because of one little thing. So the idea that everything kind of lines up and works well. So on one hand, I have to take care of my body. I have to put in my hishtadlus. So is my health me or is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So of course the answer is it's some synthesis of both. I have to put in my hishtadlus. But you know, the interesting part is hishtadlus is just that. It's effort. Efforts only yield peros when they're blessed by the Ribono Shel Olam. So at the end of the day, when the result comes to fruition, I can take some credit for the effort. I can take credit for the process. I can take credit for the decisions. But Lamaisa, the actualization of those decisions, that's all the Ribono Shel Olam. He goes on, Kach yargil atzmo lihisbonet od prat va'od prat. We'll say the goal is, you know, sometimes the goal is not necessarily to reach an answer. Sometimes the goal is just to engage in the thoughtful process of cognition. Sometimes it's just about thinking. It's just about habituating myself to thinking about these things. Bechol ashalo, zman rav, yom achar yom. People said the goal is, so, you know, a person goes ahead and, you know, makes it to work. You get in the car and make it to work. And Baruch Hashem, like, no major events. You know, this happens sometimes. I was driving to a meeting today. And Pasha, like, the person in front of me slammed on their brakes. I wasn't slammed on the brakes. And I realized, like, Baruch Hashem, I slammed on my brakes. Had I blinked at the wrong second, I for sure would have gone into the guy. For sure would have gone into it. I can't, so what is that? The Ribono Shel Olam allowed me to blink 1 second earlier, so that my eyes were open in that split second, so I was able to slam on the brakes. So that's Ribono Shel Olam. Again, granted, I put in my shalas, I chose not to answer the text that just came in, right? And I chose not to respond to my emails, and I chose not to get on the phone. I made those decisions. That definitely helped. But what about the rhythm of the blinking of my eyes? So that I don't control. It's not conscious. I don't control. I didn't hini mukhla muzun to blink this second, right? Again, but that's how the Ribono Shel Olam orchestrated it. So when a person begins to think about life like this, something happens. And by the way, this is when things happen in a good way and things happen that we don't like. Was this me? Was this the Ribono Shel Olam? What's the Kadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in this? What it does is, it gets the juices flowing and it gets a person thinking about the role of the Ribono Shel Olam in my everyday life. And that's the goal. The goal is Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. To recognize Ribono Shel Olam is integrally intertwined, is a part of everything that goes on in my existence every single day, big and small. But in order to really get to the level of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit, I have to think about it. I have to question. And when it's 3 o'clock in the morning and it's quiet and I look around, how was I zocha? How was I zocha to my marriage? How was I zocha to my home? How was I zocha? Whatever your brachas are, whatever the things you have in life, how was I zocha to A, B, C, D, and E? Okay, I made this decision, that decision. But at the end of the day, what the Mechaber suggests is, the bottom line we find is, it's the Ribono Shel Olam. All roads lead back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He goes on. He says, V'hine t'chila yisboni b'machshavto, v'achar kein yomer b'fiv. This is amazing. In the beginning, this begins as a cognitive process. Again, I'm thinking about these things. What's my role? What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role? But over time, a person actually has to articulate it. U'b'tchila b'lashon nistar. So, I'll say, so first of all, this is interesting. So why does a person have to articulate it? Meaning, why? So you hear what he's saying? First, think about it. But then at some point in time, you need to talk to yourself. Right? You need to go ahead and begin to talk these things out. So what's the pshat? So we'll say, so the truth is, we know the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva brings down that in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph. So the Rambam says, Kishiyas Tshuva V'yachzor Mecheto Chayiv L'hisvados. The person has to do vidui. The Rambam says, Ve'in vidui el bepeh. Right? When you do vidui, you can't do vidui in your mind. You have to do vidui with your mouth. You have to articulate things. So why? So it's interesting. Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Gifter, Zichron Levracha, both go out and say the same idea, which is, when things are in your mind, they're not real. I mean, they're real, but like, for example, Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim. Right? Things that you think, so they might be real to me, my thoughts are real to me, but they don't come into the Olam of reality. What comes into the Olam of reality, the world of reality? The spoken word. The moment you say something, it becomes real. So in tshuva, in order for me to do tshuva, I have to say, Ana Hashem, chatosi avisi pashati v'asisi lefanecha kach v'kach. Right? I have to say what I did. Because as long as I don't say what I did, then l'maisa, it's not real. I could justify it, right? I could minimize it. Once I say it, it's out. Same thing over here. This begins as a cognitive process, thinking about the role of the Ribon Shel Olam. But at some point in time, it has to leave the realm of cognition and come into the realm of reality. And the only way it comes out to the realm of reality, how does it pass from the Moach, ultimately, to the Olam, to the world? Through the path, through the mouth. He goes on, he says, Rose, by the way, which is an incredible yisod in general. You should just know, it's an incredible yisod in relationships. I mean, this is not like a marriage chabura, shalom bayis chabura. But if it were, I would to tell you, you know, I will say, Chavish Baruch Hu is mitzayif machshava lemaisa when a person is nisanis and can't perform a mitzvah. Then a Chavish Baruch Hu goes in and counts machshava kemaisa. But that's klapi shmaya. But again, if I have machshava to do an aveira, right? I don't, except for avodah zarah, I don't get patched for that because under normal circumstances, you know. So I'll say, so I'll tell you what is an incredible yisod. It's incredible yisod in shalom bayis. It is so important to make sure to call your wife multiple times a day to tell her that you love her. Very, very, very important. Meaning, remember, we spend so much time texting and WhatsApping and everything else, like stupidity, and telling everybody, oh, I just had this for lunch. Nobody cares what you had for lunch. Nobody cares where you're going. Nobody cares what you're doing. Just do what you have to do and live your life. But, you know, it's like verbal diarrhea. We share everything with everyone. We might as well use it in a way that ultimately, again, is conducive for shalom bayis. Why? Because you know how many times it happens that marriages disintegrate, and it often happens in one direction, that a husband says to himself, my wife knows how I feel about her. Of course, I mean, come on, of course she knows how I feel about her. I married her, right? I mean, you know, doesn't that say enough? I work hard, right? I provide, it's a nice life, we go on vacation, we do this, of course, yes, so a wife hopefully knows that her husband loves her, but it's eina doma machshava kishmiya. Right? When you say it, then it's real. When you say it, then it's real. I'm telling you, I fully believe it's the full secret to shalom bayis. Shalom bayis is not about what you buy on the anniversary or what you buy. No, and it's not a text. It's not a text either. No, like an emoji or something. No, none of that. Right? It's got, and if it's going to be a text, it can't be like I-L-U-V-U. You know? If you're going to at least take the time to spell it out. You know, it's, I would say it could be a combination of talking and texting. Maybe one, you know, but no, it's an incredible yisod. At the end of the day, what makes true shalom is not what you buy for a birthday anniversary. It's taking the time out of a busy day to call up and say, I was just thinking about you. Nothing to talk about. There are no problems.
It's not the thought that
counts. I'm sorry?
So it's not the thought that counts.
It's not good. You know what? To a certain degree, it's absolutely correct. Meaning, because thought is very nice, but at some point in time, if thought does not translate into action, it always falls short. And that's true to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I have this deep, burning desire to make his davening every morning. Oh my gosh, my machshav is there. I want it so badly, but I stay in bed. But I want it. My machshav is there. I have machshav to learn. Oh, very nice. That's great. It's certainly a wonderful start. But if at some point in time the machshava doesn't translate into action, the machshava ultimately falls short. We'll say again, and this is what he's saying over here as well. So it's nice to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his role. Was it my thought? Was it his thought? Was he involved? Was I involved? But at some point in time, this has to come into the olam, to the actual world, to the world of reality. And that only happens with the pet. Let's finish this paragraph. Ubitchila belashon nistach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasan li, va'acher kach belashon nochach, Ato yisparach nasatali. This is amazing. At first, the dialogical connection with God kind of begins third person. God gave this to me. Right? So when I'm talking this out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that. See what the difference is there? I'm talking about God. And then over time, you know what happens? As the relationship gets stronger, what happens? I'm no longer talking about God, but instead what? I'm talking to God. Ribono shel Olam, you give. This is the relationship progression. It begins in my mind. Then after it begins in my mind, it comes to my mouth. Once it comes to my mouth, it becomes my reality. And in the beginning, as I'm getting close, trying to figure out, like, what is the role of the Ribono shel Olam in my life? It begins as a discussion about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then as the relationship becomes, stronger, it becomes a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God, you have given me this. Kfi shekvar bor le'el inyin adibar b'loshon nista v'nochach. Ken yamshich, and continue this exercise, ad asher yaskil v'yargish she'en davar kazeh mikocho. So I will say, until ultimately again, a person begins to realize, meaning, this exercise really only ends in one way. If a person continuously does this, the outcome, the conclusion is clear, which is, a person realizes the Ribono Shel Olam is involved in everything in my life. There's actually not one thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not involved in. Because even if I take credit for the machshava, the ability to execute requires HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And sometimes the machshava is mine, but the execution is God. Sometimes the machshava is God's, and the execution is mine. Meaning, so it could vary situation to situation, but one thing is clear, which is, the Ribono Shel Olam was always intimately involved in everything. And even if I do something as a result of my wisdom, my understanding, I'll say, where does my chachma and where does my wisdom come from? Right? This is the Maral, the Mishnah in Avos, that says, if you learned a lot of Torah, don't give yourself a big shkoyach, for this you were created. So the Maral says, what does that mean? Why should I give myself a shkoyach if I'm able to learn Torah? Because I made the choice to do that instead of doing something else. The Maral says, no, what does it mean? Kilakach nevrasa means, for this is how you were created. In other words, you could learn Torah, why? Because you have two eyes that Baruch Hashem are able to see. You did that? Baruch Shalom did that to you. Right? You're able to learn Torah because you could process, your mind could process what you're reading. You did that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that to you. You have analytical skills. You did that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the Maral says, that's what it's saying is, yes, of course I get a shkayach for learning Torah. I made the decision, I exercised my Bechira to learn Torah instead of that, instead of A. That I get shkayach for that. But just understand, you're not doing this alone. You, even though you're exercising your Bechira, you're making a choice, you can only execute that choice because your vision works, because your mind works, because whatever, all the synapses or whatever between my eyes and my brain, whatever else, the nerves, everything is in place. That's why I can learn. Kilakach nevras. You were created with those faculties. Those faculties are light, and therefore the Ribono Shel Olam is intertwined with that as well. So my wisdom. So I might do something good and successful because I'm of my wisdom. Shkoyach, that's great. I'm using my wisdom in the right way. But where did the wisdom come from? He says, God rested his wisdom and his pikchus with me. Ulam, ein kan inyon shal ani klal uklal. But at the end of the day, recognize that I can't really take credit for anything by myself. In other words, we should take credit for our accomplishments, but Lamaisa, it's shared credit. It's shared credit with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He goes on, he says, Vahariu ki baal pikadon greida. I will say, most times in life, we're much more like a baal pikadon, right? Very much in line with Baba Mitzvah. Right? We're like a baal pikadon. Baruch Shalom has entrusted certain things with me, and he asks me to watch over them. He asks me to guard them. He asks me to take care of them. Shemu'uma inoshalor. Both say, you know, my intellect is not mine, right? My emotions are not mine. Meaning, I control them in certain ways, but the origin is not within me. The origin is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gufo, mamono, machshavto, diboro, hagrishosov. So both say, my body, my money, my thoughts, my speech, even my feelings, kule v'chule, hakol shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll say everything ultimately begins at the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So again, we'll stop over here for tonight. But I just want to be clear, we're not absolving the individual from Bechira. Meaning Bechira is still real, and Bechira is still intact. And I make my decisions about how to use my gifts. What we're just trying to highlight is, those gifts are not mine. Those gifts are unknown from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are gifts. That's the pikadon. The Ribono Shel Olam gives me a pikadon. He says, please use it wisely. I have to decide, I have to decide ultimately how I use them. But because those gifts are pikdonos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore by definition, the Ribono Shel Olam is intimately involved in everything that I do. So bring this full circle. Now we're beginning to understand the Ava HaTuluya B'davar. So as much as we normally look at Ava HaTuluya B'davar, love that is dependent on something, as a lower level of love, we're beginning to see that it's an incredible spiritual accomplishment. Because if I could love HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the things He's done for me, that means I see the Ribono Shel Olam in everything in my life, big and small. And although we'll discuss higher levels of love that we aspire to, the ability to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I see Him in everything in my life, it's an incredible, beautiful, magnificent beginning to this relationship. All right, we'll stop over here.
The only thing a person has is a hero.
Correct.
That's the only thing he has. At the end of the day.
That is correct.
An attitude.
Which is Bechira?
Here's a choice.
Which is Bechira?